Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, January 30th, 2026. The forecast is calling for balmy temperatures in the low to mid-20s this weekend and lots of sun tomorrow. Great weather if you're looking to get outside for a while. We're heading into Belfast this morning for an update on one place you might consider visiting. Not long ago, it was slated to become an industrial site.
Yes, I'm Pete Nichols. I'm the executive director at Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper. We purchased the 54-acre Little River parcel, the former site of the Nordic Aqua Farms proposal. We purchased that in November, and it is 54 acres with 5-mile trail system along the Little River. And we're really trying to make it a community hub, you know, for learning about conservation, learning about rewilding, the rights of nature, and just to get out in nature. And so we just purchased this in November, and we're building our plans right now to create a conservation hub, basically, for Penobscot Bay, where we can have other nonprofit groups in the area come in and share some desk space or use some of the buildings that we have here for events or for just broader collaboration around Penobscot Bay advocacy and conservation. So we're really excited about it. And like I said, we're putting our plans together right now, and we'll be dropping our vision for this place later in the spring and inviting the community to participate. There's people out here all the time. And, you know, the Little River Reservoir does freeze over, although I'm not going to recommend anyone go on there, but, you know, at your own risk. But people are out snowshoeing on the trails and skiing on the trails. So there's always people utilizing the project. And it's a really great community resource. And that's, you know, that was really the driver behind us purchasing this because yes, we did defeat the Nordic Aqua Farms project, which was going to pollute Penobscot Bay. And that was wonderful, but, you know, it was going to go back on the market, and we didn't want another industrial user coming in. And so we stepped up and purchased the property, and with tons of help from the community. We wouldn't be able to do it without all the community support we received. So we're very excited about that. It's very rare to have such a large parcel with, you know, access to the water and right near Penobscot Bay in such a kind of a semi-urban setting. So it's really, really great for the community. It's on Route 1. You head out of Belfast. It's at 285 Northport Avenue. And it's just before the Belfast Northport Bridge that goes over the Little River. It's a right-hand turn in there. There's plenty of parking for everybody. Wonderful access to the trails. We've been already plowing a lot, which is great, but there's some wonderful snow out there right now. And, you know, there are other groups during the summer season. I know Belfast Bay Watershed Coalition and other groups do hikes out here and, you know, look at native plants or those type of things. So lots of activities. And then we'll be really ramping that up because we want it to be used by the community. And we have plans to create native plant gardens so people can come and learn what they can plant to rewild their own yards in their neighborhoods. www.penbaywaterkeeper.org. Keep your eyes open because we'll be putting out some more information later in the spring.
That was Pete Nichols, Executive Director of Penn Bay Waterkeeper, penbaywaterkeeper.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you on Monday.